Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is Hagman Report for today. It is Friday, August 5th, 2022. I want to thank you so much for your belief and trust in me and this platform. Appreciate that. Hopefully you caught yesterday's show with Steve Quayle. That was a great show. Don't forget this weekend, this Sunday, 7 p.m. Patreon for Patreon members, Patreon meeting. It'll be kind of fun to get together again. It'll be fun. All right. A couple of things here. You know, I'm really getting into watching what's going on with the Senate, with the House members, with the legislative branch, and the fact that there's a whole lot of bluster, but not a lot of results. We had this week the gain of function inquiry. Did you even know about this? Did you even know this was going on, this gain of function inquiry? We're going to be getting into that after my first guest. But so stay tuned for that, because there is a lot that came out about this. Another issue, of course, was in this gain of function inquiry. Everything pointed to the Wuhan lab, yet the proximity to the wet market, of course, wet market was blamed when, in fact, everyone knew it was a Wuhan lab. Fauci's role in this can no longer be denied. This guy is a mad friggin' scientist, as is Ralph Baric a mad scientist, as Rachel Walensky. I mean, for crying out loud, these people know what's going on. Dr. Burks, scarf lady, who admitted, WHO, what's that?
I love my scarf.
You know, Eric the Tech, by the way, it's Friday. Doesn't mean, right? Doesn't mean anything. But, you know, that makes me think of a murder movie I watched once. Never mind about scarves and women. But anyway. Who admitted COVID subterfuge? In Trump's White House, says her go-to people were Jared Kushner and Mike Pence. Kind of tells you a little bit. Remember Ted and Austin talking about Kushner? We know what Mike Pence is, but Kushner. I want to talk about that a little bit. And of course, we have now the study. Closing bars, restaurants, churches, etc. did not suppress this SARS-CoV-2. And yet today in doctors' offices, in medical buildings, what do you see? Social distancing signs, masks. Oh, that's mandatory, right? You go in there, depending on where you're at. And it's a religious cult. But the fact is, they don't want to admit defeat. They don't want to admit anything.
But yet, if your doctor's office is in a building,
yes,
that houses a bunch of different businesses,
yes,
you can walk into that building without one on. But right when you get to that door,
you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, they share ventilation, don't they? Yeah. I had to go in for a medical test. I can't remember.
Colonoscopy.
Yeah, no. Was it this week or when did I go? I don't care. I can't remember.
You get one of those like every month. What's wrong with you?
Well, they don't want to cut me in half, count the rings. But I walked in the first office and they demanded I wear a mask, and I told them where they could put the mask. Now, I'm not sure I'm allowed back in that office anymore. these are places where, you know, there's more than one, right? So they might have a sign, they might have a picture of me put up there, but folks, okay. So it's a little, look, it's kind of a free for all Friday. You remember Rush Limbaugh, right? Free for all Fridays and such, in a sense, but a lot of stuff to talk about. This, watch the situation with China. I'm going to be getting into the gain of function stuff after my guest. Watch the, as well as Burks's role, Pence's role, and excuse me, and some of the information coming out, the CCP, what's going on there, and Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, the fact that she went there, you know, what was that all about, and why now? And why now, I believe, is to, and this, I believe this is from Tuesday, activating this launch sequence by the party of Davos against the West. Let me know when my guest is ready. Okay. He's sitting down now. Can you give me like a blow-by-blow description, or he's putting on a shirt?
He's sitting down.
Okay.
He's taking right. supplements. He's drinking some type of like man milk thing.
Man milk.
But he is ready.
All right.
And you'll like the product of the week, Doug.
I'm afraid it. What is it?
B.
Excuse me. B is one of my favorite nutritional supplements. It makes me feel like Superman. By the way, did you send Steve Quayle a birthday wish by email? If you haven't done so, do so. It was Tuesday. All right. Just say, hey, happy belated birthday. Doug told me to send this. Or he's going to come to my house and slap me. All right. With me is Austin Brewer, healthmasters.com. I want to get into this. I want to get into some things with Austin. He's got a lot of information, a lot of topical information. So we're going to have a go. Folks, go to healthmasters.com and check out their products. Look, I'm telling you right now, you can buy stuff at Walmart or whatever, the drugstore, even the gas station if you want to. And it's interesting too, if you watched the trial with the defamation trial of Alex Jones, talking about the products that they have. Look, I am not cutting anyone's products down. Okay. I'm not going to do that. But understanding how this business works, pretty interesting. I know how Health Masters works, which is different than most because of how they do things with their laboratories and their product. So it's really kind of an interesting, to me, this is like the cleanest of the clean. This is getting it right from the dealer, if you will. I mean, right from the source. This is sourced at the source, if that makes sense. Go to healthmasters.com. I'm not going to butcher this anymore. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. You will feel better, I guarantee it, by taking the ultimate multiple, B, C, D3, K2, quercetin, zinc, don't forget that, and the D3, K2, don't forget that. But all of them, healthmasters.com. Austin Brewer, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Doug. Great to be on the show, as always. And yeah, your show, that Sublingual B12 there, I actually just had a conversation right before the show. I had another buddy of mine who was trying to get his B12 levels up. They were low on his blood work. And we talked about it on our show, or your show last week. And I told him, I said, dude, start taking these every day. He's like, well, they want me to go on B12 injections. I said, dude, don't pin yourself every week with B12. I said, not to mention all the injectable B12 they give, he's all Sinai cobalamin. And, you know, it's funny because we just talked about it on your show last week. And so he got some and he's going to start running it. And so I encourage people to do your own research. You know, we started to build this company. Dad started to build this company back in the 80s. And then I've continued to help expand it and formulate more products and bring more things to market now. And we're very, very picky about it. And that's why I tell people, compare my stuff to other products. Especially make sure you know what ingredients are in the products that you're getting. There are too many times where you see these products where they have this, you know, fancy proprietary blend with sometimes pretty good name ingredients in it. And it says, you know, like 500 milligrams of this blend. Well, that's fantastic. But the problem with it is you have no idea how many milligrams you're actually getting of some of that stuff in there, like maybe pycnogenol or quercetin, very expensive, very effective, you know, antioxidant supplements, but you don't know what you're actually getting. So always try to have the clearest, you know, supplement that you can get and know what you're putting in your body. And so I, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters and thanks for supporting the Hagman Show. We're definitely trying to do the best we can to keep people strong and healthy, Doug.
You know, one thing I just very quickly, I didn't realize turmeric in powder or turmeric and pepper, that special kind of pepper with turmeric.
Black pepper extract. Yes.
Right. But yeah. Okay. Black. Okay. We'll go with that. You know what you're talking about. I don't, but, how yours is different because that's really not necessarily needed in your turmeric, whatever you want to call it. Right.
Well, it aids in absorption. Yeah. It aids in absorption. And I mean, it always helps out as far as, cause turmeric is a very difficult, root extract to digest. I've had a lot of questions. I had this all the time when we first started bringing up the really positive effects of turmeric and what it actually does to the body and how it helps out with massive, massive anti-inflammatory effects. And people would always ask me, they're like, well, can I just go to the store and get ground turmeric and like sprinkle it on my food? And I'm like, no, but that doesn't, it's not the same way. First of all, it's very, very difficult for the body to digest. And secondly, you need to have an extracted formula that actually makes it so you're getting a significantly large amount. A couple little, you know, sprinkles of turmeric isn't going to do anything. You need a supercritical extract that's actually going to be used by the body because it's going to be like eating an enormous amount of turmeric, which you can't possibly do because it'll make you sick, nor are you going to be able to digest it. But y'all, the turmeric's incredible as far as for inflammation and stuff. I always start people on that when they're having joint problems. Turmeric and cod liver oil are great for healthy joints.
And I would, I'll tell you, the reason I brought that up is I've taken multiple brands of turmeric. My wife, especially, I have. I've taken the multiple brands because my wife had. This is over a period of time. Yours comes down to the most effective, the most immediately effective. And I would say that about all of your products. But I found that very interesting, too, in the symbiotic relationship between the how it gets into your body and stuff. I'm not going to get into a whole big thing about it, except to say yours works. I can guarantee that. And that's the inflammation, especially if you've got arthritis. Oh, my goodness. You could tell pretty quickly with the turmeric. When I say arthritis, obviously not rheumatoid, but osteo, it does help with some of the swelling and even taking the place of a lot of doctors will put you on steroids. Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. Turmeric does wonders as well. So thank you so much. All right. What's on your mind this week? Got to ask you. Let's hit it hard. What's on your mind?
Well, one of the first things, and I got to brag a little bit on our governor down here in Florida, because this just came up yesterday. It really just started hitting the news yesterday. We heard about it yesterday morning. And, you know, so Thursday, Ron DeSantis has been basically going on pretty much this crusade on making sure that the state attorneys throughout the state of Florida are actually, as far as from the counties, are actually doing what they're supposed to. And so he actually put together a examination to have actions in the state of Florida look at what was going on with the county state attorneys, because we have seen a remarkable situation, which is so disturbing to me, of a lot of states and counties and areas like, say, Portland, Oregon. You see LA, you see Illinois, you see Chicago up there. We've seen it in Michigan, we've seen it in Minnesota, we've seen a lot in New York, where these state attorneys will come in and they just blindly act like nothing's going on with certain situations and they refuse to prosecute it. Now, obviously, the state attorney has the ability and the right to do so. If there's not enough evidence or they feel it's not something that's going to go anywhere, they can choose not to prosecute. But what we've seen now is this blatant two sides of justice, so to speak, where you'll have somebody that's, you know, conservative or Trump supporter, and they'll get busted or arrested for something minor, and the state attorney goes for the absolute maximum extent of the law. Well, then you'll see situations, and this is what started this down here in Florida back in 2020. There was a incident that occurred out in Tampa with the Black Lives Matter terrorist group, and state attorney Andrew Warren for Hillsborough County was out there, and there was like 67 people that got arrested out in Tampa. It's like one of the only times there's really any type of terroristic behavior from Black Lives Matter out in Tampa. And they started like burning cars and looting stuff and jumping on vehicles and vandalism out the yin yang. And they all got arrested. A huge portion of them got arrested. Her Hillsborough police and Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department came in and arrested them. Well, this Andrew Warren decided to drop all charges. I mean, prosecuted nobody. Nobody even got a slap on the wrist. Everything got dropped and dismissed. And he even made a comment about wanting to expunge their records because they were simply expressing their right of what was going on with the BLM terrorist group, even though a lot of these people were boldly caught in the move of actual vandalism, theft, arsony, robbery, so to speak. I mean, it was really bad. And he said, hey, doesn't matter. So that caught the eye of Governor DeSantis right off the rip, because now we've got this state attorney that's simply going, okay, I'm not going to follow this. And then he came in and basically said that he wasn't going to prosecute any of the doctors that do gender mutilation on young children, even if the state legislation makes it illegal. He also said that he was not going to prosecute any doctors that performed abortions, even after the time that it was restricted in Florida. Well, Governor DeSantis now has effectively removed him from his position in office. He's gone. Now, remember, the state attorney, as far as in Hillsborough, that's an elected position. So Governor DeSantis had to go through a couple different things to get this, and he had the backing by multiple sheriff's departments across the state of Florida as well to do this. And this was a really big deal because it is now showing a precedent in Florida that this lawless behavior, protection of criminals by these unbelievably hardcore leftist communist state attorneys, is not going to be tolerated here. And it really should be an example for the rest of the country and some of these other states, if we can get some Republican governors to flip in some of these states and get them, you know, to Republican and really get some red tide moving, then they can actually effectively make change. Because, I mean, there's nothing worse than being in a situation where you're in a city and lawlessness is abounding, and the people that are promoting and pushing and looting and robbing and are total communist Bolsheviks are being arrested and then let out the next day and having all charges dropped, while you have somebody else basically may go somewhere and protest something and they get arrested for disturbing the peace and are charged. So this is a big deal down here in Florida with the suspension of the state attorney. I'm really, really hoping that they continue to make an example out of the situation, especially when you have these guys blatantly going against Florida constitutional law and going against any type of moral and ethical value. I mean, why in the world would you even come out and say that you're not going to prosecute doctors that are doing experimental gender mutilation on children? I mean, this is what it is. It's gender, it's experimental mutilation, and it's not okay. It's not normal. This is not something that we can try to just normalize now and say, hey, it's okay now if these doctors want to do this because they're sickos. The thing that's irritating to me about this, Doug, is the more it's getting brought up, the more they're trying to justify it and normalize it from the left. The majority of kids, if they have gender dysphoria, which is a mental disorder, and they actually are in a certain phase, 80 to 90% of them grow out of this when they get older anyways. So going in and start allowing 18-year-old or 8-9-year-olds to go on injections or go on puberty blockers or to go on estrogen is just downright child abuse. And so it's really time that everybody start getting more vocal about this, as we have for years and you have as well, because they're really, really pushing this by all means. And I think this is why, one of the reasons why Governor DeSantis came out and made an example of this guy and said, listen, we're not going to allow this type of behavior in Florida. You're not going to pick and choose what you want to prosecute, especially when you're blatantly discriminating against constitutional patriots and you're blatantly letting loose Black Lives Matter and Antifa terrorists and other individuals that are involved in the sadistic behavior. So I wanted to get that out there because I was pretty excited today when I saw that. And I really hope it kind of sets a precedent for some of these other states if they can flip over to Republican governors. Doug.
How now, his replacement is going to be Susan Lopez, Judge Susan Lopez. Any idea about her? Obviously, she's going to be multitude better than him. Now, he was funded in place by Soros. We know that.
Yes.
Okay, so yes. You know, folks, you got to understand. And for a state attorney general. Now, I've dealt with state's attorneys general before. Okay, so for various reasons, they are to apply the laws that are made by the state legislature. Okay, they are not to make law or interpret law. They're to apply or enforce the laws that were made by the legislature and signed by the governor. They don't do that. That's a problem, and that's exactly what happened here. Now see, okay, DeSantis did that. We have a situation here in Pennsylvania, and I'm not going to get into the specifics, but like other states where the attorney general, not so hot on prosecuting, you know, things like, oh, torching cars, you know, shoplifting buildings, burning and stuff like that. So but we, and of course, California being one example. I don't know how many people saw the clips out of Brazil. They've got their own way of dealing with things now. The government there in Brazil said, that's okay. They had a problem with motorcyclists stealing from drivers and other people. So now all you see on social media are motorcycles, the motorcyclists being hood ornaments of vehicles, basically turning into either that or skid marks on the road. But all that aside, what we need to do is what DeSantis did. We need to push our governors to do the same thing, and that's to get rid of the people who are blocking this. But my question, again, is why in the hell is Soros money still coming in here? Why are people still backing Soros, and why is this guy still sucking air? Okay, again, just saying. Okay.
Because he's taking health masters.
Yeah, yeah, don't ship any more of that stuff to him.
I'm blocking him, bro. I'm banning him. After that, I'm banning him. He's not going to have any more vitamins for me. I don't know, quite frankly, though, how he's still alive. The man looks like he's about half killed over dead already. Anytime you see a photo of him. But regardless, we all know a lot of these guys are just front individuals for a communist regime. They got people behind them as well in line. And, you know, Soros is just a front guy for this. If he checks out, they're going to still keep pushing their agenda. And this is how they've done it. Exactly what you said. When you're dealing with these, you know, just like attorney general like this, their job isn't to come in and say, well, we're going to kind of change law and we're going to kind of pick and choose what we want to do with this. It's the same thing that we've run into now with the unbelievably illegal, unconstitutional ATF agency, where they just come in now and unilaterally say, well, we've decided now this is now illegal because, well, we said it. And by the way, we're actually going to rewrite definitions in 1934 law because, well, we feel like doing so. And, oh, by the way, we've also now determined that shoelaces can also be machine guns. We've figured that one out, too, if you didn't like that. And, by the way, if you don't like it, we're going to come to your house and shoot your dog just because you said something bad about us. And this is the problem when you start seeing this. The problem with it is ATF has been allowed to go on for so long unchecked. And for some odd reason, every president has always got this, like, almost like they're scared of him. Like, Trump never wanted to go up against the ATF. He actually encouraged the ATF to ban bump fire stocks illegally. And they did so illegally without congressional approval, without congressional law. Bump fire stocks were not illegal under the definition that they were basically founded on. And so ATF had to go in and rewrite this crap. And so when you start having this happen, the same thing like we had with this Hillsborough attorney general out here, it starts becoming a real problem because you don't have any real law and order. It's just rules for thee and not for me. If you're pushing my agenda, you're totally good. If you're going against it, you're totally bad. We saw now the leak with the FBI where they were constantly talking about how they were encouraging their FBI agents to classify things as domestic violence extremists and categorize them. Now we've seen the leak this week, which I'm sure you've probably already talked about it, that was basically for FBI internal use only. And it pretty much gave a blanket list of anything that was patriot American. It's now going to deem you as domestic violence, extremist, terrorist, or militia. And all the way down to the Betsy Ross flag, all the way down to if the two events you bring up are Waco or Ruby Ridge, then you basically are classified as a militia extremist. And I was going down the list. Did you read all that this week when that got leaked out for Project Veritas?
We did yesterday, but if you have it, Eric, the tech, go ahead and put that up. Yes.
Yeah, put it
up. I'm going to tell you something, okay? Just so the FBI, just so everyone knows out there, all right, I will fly a Gadsden flag and a Betsy Ross flag. I will say that we didn't go far enough on January 6th. That's my opinion because, frankly, these people don't even know what the meaning of the word insurrection is. So that puts me on the list of FBI targets. But look at this document here. This from Project Veritas. FBI whistleblower leaks Bureau's domestic terrorism symbols guide. And if you scroll down there, you'll see various symbols. And we saw this. Don't forget, and we covered this earlier this week, the MIAC report from 08. Many symbols, much the same. Who authored the MIAC report? From Missouri, of course. But it was that Obama regime. So yeah, go ahead and your thoughts on this. Where are we headed with this?
I think this is blatant overstep of tyrannical rule from the FBI. What they're doing is here effectively, if to make it kind of in simple terms, they're walking up to you and they're spitting in our face. And then when we say, dude, you spit in my face, you can't spit in my face. They're saying, well, no, you can't say that I can't spit in your face because now we're considering you a terrorist because you don't want me to spit in your face. This is blatantly what they're doing. They're taking any type of patriotic symbol, any type of stand your ground symbol, the three percenters, the Gadsden flag, Betsy Ross. I mean, the list goes on. You guys can look at it online. It's grossly disturbing. And I mean, the stuff that they're putting in there, the level of rhetoric, and you got to remember, this is a training manual they're giving to FBI field agents to essentially look at this. And so they're letting FBI agents know, if you see any of these items, if you see any of these flags, if you see any of these pictures, if you hear any of these comments, then you pretty much are dealing with a violent militia extremist and you need to do so accordingly what you need to do. This is literally stating and giving the FBI the manual to say anybody that doesn't go along with the communist regime, they're domestic terrorists, so to speak, and they need to be put down like a dog. That's what they're saying in this article. And I mean, the stuff that they came up with, they picked everything up under the sun, all the way from, oh, well, if the American flag is black and white. Literally, that's what it said. If the American flag goes black and white, then that means they're a possible militia violent extremist. And I'm like, Molin Labe, I mean, anything.
That's from 09, by the way. That's from 09, which is much the same as today. But
yeah.
But again, they need to redemonize us to remind the public how dangerous you and I are. Go ahead.
Yeah, they even said Ashley Babbitt, the Air Force personnel lady that was at the Capitol grounds that got shot and killed, you know, because she was trespassing on Capitol property that we technically own. They said if you mention her, she's a martyr for the domestic violence, you know, militia extremists. And if you bring up Randy Weaver's wife, the lady that got her face blown off by the sniper from 400 yards out while she was carrying her six-month-old baby at the Weaver house, doing nothing wrong, walking in the door. She if you bring her up too, then that means you're basically a militia violent extremist. I was shocked when I saw this because I knew the FBI was directly targeting patriot Americans. We see that with the January 6th clown show and what they've done to so many guys there and arresting them and detaining them and holding them without pretrial release. But when I went through this entire list that they put together on here, I was shocked. I mean, I was absolutely shocked the FBI is this bold and brazen that this is what they're doing. So at this point in time, my friends, everybody kind of has to get an understanding. And again, I'm not calling for violence under any circumstances. But what I am stating to you is, please understand, if you come in contact with an FBI agent or pretty much any government agency, be aware that they are pretty much going to label you as an enemy combatant before they even have contact with you. They've already done an analysis on everybody. They already do monitoring on social media. They already read text messages. They already look at internet searches. They already build case bases on everybody with the NSA. They go through all that. So the reason why the FBI put this out is they're blatantly telling you these are the enemy combatants that you're going to be essentially going up against if you actually have to go out and do anything. Now, the Antifa, Black Lives Matter terrorists, while they're burning down cities and literally burning down entire cities and looting stores and flipping police cars over, well, they're just expressing their grievances. You can't really hold them accountable for their actions on that. But hey, he's got a Gadsden flag in his yard. He's definitely a violent extremist. We should go up to his door. We should ask him if he still has some of those firearms that he purchased on that 4473 form, like the ATF did. And again, this is something that's really, really troubling, so to speak. I should guess that's the right word. But again, I don't want people to be scared or nervous of it, but you just need to understand what they're doing and how they're viewing you, and understand none of these people are your friends. The same thing that Doug and I talked about 2 weeks ago when the ATF agents went up to that guy's house that I just referenced and said, we need you to use two firearms. Do you still have them? Did you purchase them? Did you sell them? First off, the only response is, I'm so sorry, I cannot speak to you without my attorney present. You guys have an absolutely nice day. That's it. If they have a warrant, they're not going to talk to you. They're going to kick in your front door, period. Do not, under any circumstances, give these guys more information to build a case on you at all. If they're going to do it, let them earn it. Let them work for it. If they're going to try to fabricate something on you, don't bring them your firearms and show them your guns under any circumstances. It was funny to me. It shows you how arrogant these guys were. There's a video like 2 years ago, year and a half ago, and it surfaced again. I saw it the other day and I'd forgotten about it, when this ATF agent went up to this lady's house, asked her a bunch of stupid questions, and he was being cocky, arrogant, ATF typical agent, and she closed the door and called the cops on him and basically said that there was somebody that was acting like he was a cop and she felt fear for her life. And law enforcement responded, and this ATF agent is so stinking arrogant. He's like, I'm going to put my hands up. I'm a federal agent. I don't have to do this. What are you guys doing? They should pull their guns on him. End up getting him on the ground, handcuffing him, ended up tasering him. By the end of it, he's crying for his wife. Oh, I have a heart attack. Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. I'm like, oh, is that funny? When you do that to everybody else because you simply want to act like you King Dingling, and now it happens to you. I laughed hysterically in that video. I started crying.
We got to find that video and play it a few times.
It is so funny. Because it shows you the level of arrogance. Oh, I'm a federal agent, blah, blah, blah. It's got some profanity in it. And the cop's like, that's fine. That's fine. We need to see some identification. We need to talk to you real quick. Make sure you keep your hands up. I don't put my hands anywhere. I'm a federal agent. Bro, you got two police officers with pistols pointed at you. It's just best to just keep your hands where you can see them. I don't care who you are. It's probably best to not instigate this any further. And if Eric finds the video, you can play it. But it just shows you again the level of arrogance that these guys have in some of these agencies, how they really think they're above the law. And this is why it's so important. When you see stuff, blow it out of the water with Project Veritas. They have done this repeatedly. I've given them standing ovations many a times for the stuff that they have leaked, because they've done a really, really good job at undercover work and leaking a lot of the stuff out on a regular basis.
Hey, where'd that happen? Do you know where that happened with the ATF?
I don't remember what state it was. I know. I just remember they ended up, two cops arrived. They ended up having to handcuff him and ended up tasing him. But I do not remember actually what state it was in. Okay. The video popped up the other day, and it was really funny. And so,
I worked with an ATF agent, by the way, who was arrested for road rage incident on Interstate 79, took his gun out, and apparently, I don't know, he and someone else were into a road rage thing. He took his gun out and a service gun and shot into the vehicle of another person, which no one was hurt, thankfully. But
service pistol, of all things.
Oh, my gosh.
Pistol. I'm sure they probably put him on 2 week paid administrative leave, and then what they did was they probably asked. Here it is, right here.
Okay.
Columbia.
Okay.
Any audio?
No. Is there any audio?
917-1-10-3.
I'm a federal agent.
Get on the ground.
I'm a federal agent.
Why wouldn't you show me your ID when I got here? Don't move forward. Okay. Forward.
You didn't ask for it.
He is at 33.
Get on the ground. We'll figure it out.
On that
10-8. Not getting on the ground.
Well, then stay where you're at.
I'll stay where I'm at.
Fine. Why do you got to make this harder than it is?
Listen, I'm not getting on.
I have no problem making this.
I just want to see if anybody has some free reason to respond as well.
You're the one overreacting.
I'm not overreacting. We got a call that someone's impersonating a police officer out here and doesn't have ID. Right.
No kidding. Because she doesn't want to know.
Okay, get on the ground so I can find out who you are.
It ain't happening.
Okay, fine. It's not happening. Fine. Do you find I think I'm a police officer or something? What the heck's the matter with you? Who do you think you are? Get on the ground!
I'm not getting on the ground.
Chopper things.
I'm not getting
on the ground. 91.7, I'm pulling up.
I got my ID.
Do not reach for your waist! Keep your hands up! Keep your hands up!
Sir! Don't argue! Face down! On the ground! Face down! Now! Face down!
You guys are making a big mistake.
Fine, we'll settle that second. Settle that. Face down! Now! All the way down! All the way.
What a goober.
All the way.
You got my IDs right here, left pocket. Left.
And we're going to put your arm on your back,
wait
sir.
Wait a sec. Do not resist.
I'm not resisting.
You're acting like a moron.
Wait a second.
Stop.
Wait a second. Don't do this. Wait a second. I got a medical condition. Get my license out of my pocket.
We're please. Getting your security.
Please, wait. No, whoa. Hold on. I'm hyperventilating. Please.
Wait, please, sir.
I'm resisting.
I'm not.
Stop resisting.
Would you
now.
Please get my ID out of my left pocket?
Stop.
I'm begging you. My wife's praying. Please. It's
stop
right here.
Resisting.
Please get it. Wait. Sir, help me up. Just hold me up. Sir, I can't do this. Wait. Sir.
Stop resisting now.
Please help me. Sir, please get my federal creds.
Get your taser out, Jill.
No, don't do that, please. Sir.
Don't make me tase you.
You're going to get tased. Put your right arm behind your back.
Okay.
Don't tase me, bro.
Help me up.
No, you're going to stay on the ground and put your right arm behind your back.
Let me breathe.
You can breathe just fine.
I'm going to. Ow, don't do that. Okay. Here. My God.
Get him cuffed.
It is cuffed. Please stop.
Get him cuffed.
Please stop, sir. Wait a second. Sir. Please help me up. Please, I'm a federal agent. My God, my gun, my pistol.
You have no idea what you are acting the way you are.
Sir!
Who the heck do you think you are acting like?
Nobody! I wanted you to see my goddamn creds. The lady was freaking out, for Christ's sake.
Oh.
Sir, please. Please. My God! Sir!
Roll over, sit up.
It's in my shoulder, my creds.
Let me sit up.
My shoulder, my goddamn creds, for Christ's sake. Right there, left pocket. Left pocket, cargo pocket. Please take them out.
Stay, don't try and sit up.
I get it. I fucking get it.
Then you should have behaved
the way you did.
Sir, I wanted you to see my creds, for Christ's sake. My God, I'm here to fucking talk
to you. No, you're the one that's in the wrong.
Sir.
You know if you have interaction with the police, you obey command.
Sir, I was trying to get
you. No, you didn't obey the command.
Sir, I'm with you guys, for Christ's sake.
I'd like to see the paperwork on that one.
Fucking federal agent.
Who's your supervisor? What's his name? What's your supervisor's name?
Hang on a second. The SAC is currently John McPherson, who's on his way out to retire, who will soon be rolling.
I took the mag out.
My God. This is crazy.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Stand up. Stand
I'm not
up.
Trying to be ashamed of myself.
Come out and see the back of the cruiser.
Say, let me see
get in the car.
Heads.
Get in the car.
Sir, please.
You gotta see the back of the cruiser.
My God. Sir, I'm just trying to do my goddamn
job. Just
get
in the car. Why would you make us do this?
I didn't want you to. I wanted to. Wait.
No. Hold him. Hold him. I'm locking the door.
Relax.
Hold him.
Hey, guys, please, just talk to me for 1 second, please.
Get in the car,
no,
we'll
wait.
Talk later.
Sir!
Wait. You had your chance.
No, I was trying to give you my creds! You didn't let me show them to you!
You never once
tried. I did!
Get in there, have a seat.
Wait,
now!
Have a seat.
Please, wait, I gotta breathe.
Okay,
please, sir, let me breathe.
Sit down and breathe.
Let me breathe. I have a medical condition.
We're gonna get air tea. Get your legs in. Get your legs in, we're closing this door. Sir, get your legs in.
91.7, you have a squad rolling. This guy's killing us.
Sir, please, call an ambulance. I'm asking for
I just did, 2 seconds ago.
Get in the car!
I don't need the taser didn't block.
You just said call an ambulance. We don't need a medic.
No, you don't want one.
Get all the way in the car. Get
sir,
all the way in.
I can't breathe. Wait, sir.
All the way in. Put your seat all the
no,
way in.
No, sir. I'm begging you.
Get all the way in.
Wait, how did this happen? Okay.
Get in. For crying out loud. You're a cop. You're not an ass.
No, wait. I can't. You're fucking my head up. The seatbelt's in place. Please.
What the fuck?
Why would you act like this?
I didn't act in you. Please, sir,
if you are a police officer, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I'm trying to give you my credit.
Oh, it's free for all Friday as you're watching.
I'm trying to give you my credit.
Okay, so. You know, the guy was a dick, okay? I'm sorry. And maybe people don't like the characterization, but the fact is none of that had to happen. None of it.
No.
It
And that's it, it's what always makes me laugh, because when I know people, when I have dealt with ATF before, and I know other people that have dealt with them, they in most cases act like complete and total arrogant blanks. Even most of the sheriffs I know hate dealing with them all the time, because that's how they act about everything. Because they're a federal agent. I mean, I can't even count how many times I'm a federal agent. He said it. He must have said it 30 or 40 times. Like, okay, well, that just means that you get to do whatever you want. You don't have to listen to anything. And simply when cops show up and pull their gun, you just simply start yelling and cussing back at them. So I thought that was funny Friday. Well, you know, video game.
You made our day. I mean, seriously, and not to wish harm on anyone, okay? But you know, I mean, from a human perspective, okay? If you think back to Andy Griffith, all right, who never carried a gun, right? I mean, the guy could solve anything. Of course, that's not today, but this guy was being a real jerk about things. All he had to do, I mean, it would be really simple, just comply.
It's just karma.
Yeah, well, there it is. There it is. Yeah. You're right. And for the record, I will never help out with ATFE, with DEA, especially with DEA for reasons of my own, and, FBI. So I never, ever. So there you have it.
Absolutely. Well, also, too, in other news, I wanted to bring this up because I got to bring it up early on the show this week. Last week, it just came out. And I don't know if you covered this on your show yet this week. The North Shore hospital now has basically had to pay out a $10.3 million class action lawsuit for terminating employees, for healthcare workers, for RNs and stuff, because they had a strongly held religious belief not to get the COVID shot. And many of them were terminated. Some of them quit on their own accord. Some of them were forced to get the shot, even with a religious exemption. And they went sued the hospital. $10.3 million class action lawsuit that they won now. And this is what happens when people push back and stand their ground. And I helped so many people file these religious exemptions back in 2021. And most of them were complied with in the state of Florida, other places not so much. And the thing about this is, I've constantly told people say, well, I had to get it because of my job. I'm like, no, you don't, man. No business, no job, nobody has the right to force you and tell you you have to get experimental injections put into your body in order to keep your job. That is illegal at the highest level. And I told everybody, I said, if you get people to basically stand up for this, and I said, this is going to be a lawsuit waiting to happen. And now that the precedent's been started with this, this is going to start a cascading event, because I think the Air Force too, that Air Force event we talked about a couple weeks ago, where that judge came in and said, dude, we're basically putting, you know, restraining order on this. You guys cannot continue to force these men to get injections when they have a strongly held religious belief. And this is something that people have to keep using and utilizing, especially with some of these companies that were just going absolutely overboard, bonkers, trying to get people to get this shot. And a lot of that was because the federal government was trying to get OSHA to come in and fight them. Of course, once the Fed got overturned with the Supreme Court, then it came in and they said, okay, well, we have to do it now. Well, what about all the people that went along with it? What about all the people that complied? I saw an article earlier here that was from the Children's Health Defense, and they did a research study and a survey with Zogby. Zogby's survey found out that 15% of American adult respondents said they were diagnosed with a new medical condition by a medical practitioner within a few weeks or to a few months after taking the vaccine. And the sad part about it is the highest group of individuals in that survey, 30% out of that 15%, ranges 18 to 29, had that brand new medical condition that they were diagnosed with by a doctor after taking the injection. And that is just starting, guys. It's just starting to warm up. People have to remember that they have a right to say no. People have a right to say, no, I'm not going to get my arm injected with something. No, I'm not going to talk to you. No, I'm not going to give you evidence. No, I'm not going to help you out with your job and give you evidence to try to bring against me because I slipped up on my words. You have a right to say no. You also have a right to say, yes, I want to do this. I'm going to do this. I've made an informed consent decision, and that's the direction that I'm going. But again, I encourage people so much, do your own research, because too many people got caught in this unbelievably horrific incident and got this shot, even though they didn't want it. They didn't believe in it. They didn't even care to get it. And yet they went along with it because they were simply forced to That was one of the first phases. I don't think that's going to stop yet. Now they're starting this, oh, we're declaring, you know, basically monkeypox, a health emergency now. You know, how much you want to bet that they're going to start rolling out shots all over the place? They're already doing it in New York and a bunch of other places. All these gay guys are showing up in line, waiting hours to get their smallpox vaccine. And how much you want to bet now they're going to start trying to force everybody to get this smallpox monkeypox shot? Oh, and guess what? Oh, now we've got the monkeypox variant Delta Alpha Bravo Charlie when it's out now. We got the new smallpox variant out now. They're going to keep rolling this nonsense out. As long as people go for it and buy for it, they're going to go for it. I had multiple people emailing about the thing with monkeypox. I said, dude, don't worry about it. I said, here's a tip. Don't go to gay orgies. There you go. Problem solved. Probably stay away from the best you can. If somehow you do possibly get exposed to it and contracted it without that being entailed, there's also very simple supplement treatment that helps out with viruses, like the vitamin C, the D3, the zinc, and the varigraphis.
Before you get into that, I don't know whether you heard about this new monkeypox variant. Okay. It is the Delta Indigo Lima Delta Omicron variant. Okay, I'm going to say it one more time. Delta Indigo Lima Delta Omicron variant. And it's been traced to San Francisco.
My weekend orders. Shot.
Your weekend shot. No, you're right. I just, again, freedom fry, a little bit of fun. But the fact is, the Federalist wrote a paper yesterday or the day before. I'm sorry about that. A bit bad joke. But the fact is, okay, many people lost loved ones to the SARS-CoV-2. But the shutdowns they had with the because of COVID-19, allegedly. Okay. Everyone needed to shut everything down with respect to the people who lost loved ones. But you can't shut down an orgy in San Francisco because of civil rights issues.
Yeah.
Over monkeypox. I don't get the thinking here, which hence my bad joke. It's a circus. It's a clown world, my friend. Go ahead with and I didn't mean to interrupt your way to offset the impact of potential monkeypox. Go ahead with that.
Well, no, but you made a valid point. I was ranting about this on our show a couple weeks ago, and I said, do you guys remember, you know, when I think it was Alabama or Mississippi, we had law enforcement were giving citations to people that were sitting in their car in church parking lots while the pastor preached basically on the front lawn of the church, and they were listening on the radios with their windows rolled up, and law enforcement showed up. Do you remember when the paddleboarder who was paddleboarding out in the ocean by himself off the coast of California was arrested by law enforcement and charged for violating a curfew or violating a health code or health mandate? He was paddleboarding by himself. Oh, that's you know, we have to do that. That was for your protection. Oh, you remember the people that got basically arrested and cited for being outside past curfew after 9 o'clock because the COVID curfew? All these things they did. Remember shutting people's businesses down, literally arresting people? They did it to that guy in Tampa. He had that store selling basically games, video games and stuff. They said, you're not essential. They ended up arresting him here. But yet, hey, we had an entire month of gay pride orgies in June, and you could not tell anyone what they could and couldn't do in those areas, including possibly not having a gay pride orgy parade running through the city while men are running around completely butt naked like weirdo perverts. You are absolutely not allowed to tell anybody they can't do that because, you know, there's civil rights. They got to be able to go have orgies over in Europe, you know, have 80,000 person orgies all weekend. That's their right to do so. But you remember, next time you want to go to church as a pandemic, you're going to jail. You can't go to church.
And that alone should tell people none of this is about the health of the individual. No. And that's the sad part of it. I mean, really, to be honest, that's the sad part. If people really cared about our health, when I said people lost loved ones to you know, COVID-19, they were alone when they died. I mean, think about that. You're married 40 years and they die alone. They can't hold the hand. It's horrible.
Yes. Go to funerals.
But I'll tell you what.
Go to your grandma's funeral. Right. Because, you know, you're not going to be around anybody.
But far be it to withhold any kind of homosexual orgy. That's a bridge too far for the left. You know, no, that's got to. So, oh, it just hurts. It hurts me. It hurts my head and it hurts my heart. It really does. Go ahead,
Sir. It really does. It's sad, Doug, because you're right. I mean, there were a lot of people. I mean, they got sick from SARS-CoV-2 and, you know, they died. And, you know, a lot of them were put on remdesivir and other type of treatments that killed them directly. I fully believe that. And I know people that I was directly involved with trying to help and work with, and the hospitals refused to pull them on remdesivir until it killed them. And it was very troubling to see all these things occur. And that's why I've continued to bring up a lot of the stuff, even though it's painful and we've all lost friends and family, but I'm not going to act like they didn't do what they did to us for 2 years. And we're supposed to now sit back and pretend like, oh, well, you know, now you got 95% of the people that are contracting monkeypox are homosexual men. Now we're all supposed to get the smallpox vaccine, and we need to start having more restrictions and lockdowns because these guys need to have their right to go to their gay orgies. Again, it's all about breaking down the societal fabric of morals and ethics. That's what it's all about. They don't want Christian beliefs. They don't want biblical values. They don't want any of that. That's why they're bringing in the drag queen story hours on a regular basis. This is why they're trying to promote the transgender. I saw up in, I think, one of the Philadelphia school districts up there, they're talking about going in and having gender neutral day. And the teachers are supposed to teach the kids on how they can have different, any genders they want. And the teachers are going to have to call them what pronouns that the 4 and 5 kindergartners are asking to be called. And I'm sitting there going, really? Like, this is supposed to be normal? Like, we're supposed to just sit back and accept this? And again, it's like what I just said earlier with the FBI. They're doing stuff blatantly to us in our face. And if you say anything about it, well, you're, you know, violent militia extremist. So we're going to have to handle this accordingly with you. Remember when the DHS came out and listed possible domestic terrorists were parents that were going to school board meetings and talking about how they didn't want their children to be wearing dog muzzles to school and didn't want their children to be learning critical race theory and pedophilia propaganda from this transgender community? Yeah, you're domestic terrorists for not wanting your children to be exposed to that. No, you're not. You're a very good, morally based parent that cares about their children and are willing to do anything for them. And that's why it was so important that we saw the continual fighting back and not complying with this stuff, especially when they started again. They got something brewing up in the works for this whole midterm thing. I mean, Biden catches COVID again. He's got COVID again. Now he's quarantining again. I'm telling you right now, there's me and you talked about a couple weeks ago. There's something really odd going on behind the scenes with him, all the way to that video they brought him and propped him out like Weekend at Bernie's and then pumped him full of amphetamines. And he's sitting there talking on the teleprompter, doesn't blink for an entire minute while he condemns anybody that showed up to January 6th protest. It looks like a twacked out zombie. And then all of a sudden, he's always got COVID again. He's got to go quarantine. I don't know what in the world's going on, but I can tell you right now, they've got something up their sleeve with this, and they're going to try to do everything they can to steal the elections in the fall because they know everybody is sick of this communist regime. Even a lot of the Democrats that I know, and I'm not real close to a lot of people that are like that, but even a lot of them are very, very disappointed with pretty much everything that's been going on, which should say a lot because most of those people seem to have blinders on all the time, and they pretty much just accept anything that goes as long as it's a Democrat. And even they are now starting to be very vocal about, this whole thing sucks that we're watching right now. I want a refund on my movie ticket. I'm going to cancel my subscription out of this one.
You know, I find it very interesting too. The I think it was yesterday came out where a letter came out where it said, well, Biden's recovering. He's suffering from a chronic cough, but he's getting better, but he's still in isolation. And I'm thinking, I thought of you when we spoke about this, because man, there is something not right with any of this. I don't know what it is, but there's something not right with this. You're right. You're 100% right. There's
something really not right at all. And I mean, you know, they got White House doctors. They know exactly what's going on. They want to get him cleaned up again. I mean, inositol cysteine. I mean, I'm going to throw that on an August sale because I've had a lot of people requesting it for overall lung health. Inositol cysteine is incredibly good for lung tissue. It helps out with viral infections in the lungs, help out with getting toxins and pollutants out of the lungs, helps out if you basically smoke cigarettes or you stop smoking cigarettes and you're trying to get a lot of those chemicals out of your lungs. Inositol cysteine is crucial for that. They know this stuff over there, even though they lie to us and tell us it doesn't work, except vitamin C is not approved, you only need a shot. They know how to get him propped back up and get him healthy. And the problem is, I think, me personally, I think we've got like four or five different Bidens running around.
You know,
the facial, yeah, different ears, nose, the fit, the body language. Sometimes he gets on a teleprompter and he's like, bam, 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 knocking out Sharp's attack. Other time he gets on a teleprompter, he's like, well, the man, I got to shake hands with the air. And he walks off. And you're like, how is that the same person? There's no consistency in his behavior, Duggar. Am I the only one that thinks
no,
that?
No, I'm glad you brought that up because I really believe that to be the case. You look at the face, especially the earlobes. Okay, you cannot. Yep. Yeah. There's that and some other things you look at. And, of course, the behavioral aspects. Could even be his brother, Jim, in some cases, from afar. But that aside, and we do know that leaders, world leaders, have body doubles, kind of like stunt doubles for Hollywood, but for different purposes. You're right. There's something not right with this. And I don't know. I can't imagine. It gives me shudders to think there'd be more than one, but okay. it's just me and Kamala. I
mean, not the best thing. Well, and all they keep doing is they constantly keep trying to tell us anything we say is a lie and everything they say is the truth. The other day, they redefined the definition of a recession now. Now Wikipedia, that little Ministry of Truth page that's gone totally left, they went in and completely blocked any edits being done on the definition of recession, because people went in there and they were saying, listen, this is the actual definition, the shrinking GDP over two quarters. And now the White House is like, oh, no, we're not in a recession. We're actually growing right now. We're getting better. Everything's good. Listen, gas has dropped faster than it ever has in 1 month of recorded history. Well, no, duh, ding dong. It raised faster than it ever has in recorded history in 1 month because you guys started putting sanctions on the largest oil exporter. No, duh. And you started giving our strategic oil reserves to China. And you started going in and shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and all the other offshore drilling. And, but it's dropped lower now. It's dropped lower in a month than it ever has. It's like trying to take credit like they did something wrong. Like, oh, we dumped the pie on the floor and made a mess, but hey, we kind of cleaned up the side of it. The rest of it's on the floor and it's still a mess, but hey, we cleaned up this corner piece of it. We cleaned that part up. You should be proud of us, right? It's like, dude, what are you doing, man? Shut up. Nobody believes it anymore.
Yeah, you're 100% accurate. And people, I find it bizarre too to see the reaction by some people who actually take the social media and say, well, I have enough anyway, or they justify this as it's kind of not just normal, but it's almost another virtue signaling the fact that, well, we've got too much, or we've got enough, but we got too much and I'm willing to give a little bit. No, that's not how this works. Okay. I mean, it's just not how it's supposed to work. Go ahead.
Well, especially when you see some of these guys that are these, ultra-rich millionaires, and they come out and say, well, I'm willing to pay more for fuel if it means we're supporting Ukraine. It's just a price we have to pay extra fuel. I'm like, dude, Ukraine and Russia have nothing to do with our oil prices spiking by those own events. They're done because they're strategically going in and trying to ruin the U.S. economy, and everything runs on fuel. They're talking about gas dropping. Diesel's still $4.99 here in the state of Florida. Newsflash to everybody. Everything runs on diesel for transportation. Everything runs on diesel for food distribution. Everything runs on diesel. And so gasoline going down for commuter cars, that's great for the average person. These prices are still astronomical. I mean, fuel needs to be down around $1, $1.50 a gallon. Diesel needs to be around 70, 80 cents a gallon. That's where your real numbers are at when you actually look at the refinery still making some money, still making money in the pumps, and it continually being a cost effective. But they got the speculators out. They told the speculators to hike the numbers up. As soon as Russia had that incident with Ukraine, they did the invasion. The speculators went ape crap. They went nuts. They started going long on all the oil and running it up to over like $130 a barrel. And then they started doing all this other manipulation on it. The reason why they did it is because they wanted to make an insane amount of money and they wanted to slow the economy down really fast and make people pay the pay this pain, so to speak, and try to force them in these electric cars. The problem is it's backfired. Because anybody that's got even two IQ points to rub together can put one plus one and can say, okay, California, Texas, all these other states, they're telling people, oh, we're having a heat wave right now. So you don't need to be able to plug your car in very often. And you don't need to have your AC above 82 because you got to let the power grid calm down. But yeah, we totally need to add about another 40 to 50% of vehicles on the road need to be EV because we'll totally be able to handle that. Where they think most of these power grids are getting their power from? A lot of them are coal. So we're going to expand the electrical grid so you can charge your car and chew up more power and spend more money on electricity. And the whole thing is moronic at best, but yet these people are still continually to come in. And like you said, they're virtue signaling. I'm going to drive around in my electric car because I'm a good person. You just think that electricity is free to plug into it? You ever wonder where it comes from? No, because they don't care. Yeah, it just pops out of the ground. Goes in.
it's amazing how some people think about this. Folks, go to healthmasters.com. Do me a favor, and I'm being serious about this. To me, these products they've improved my quality of life. I know members of my family as well. That's healthmasters.com. You're going to want to really stock up on these supplements. You know, they're not the least expensive you can get. These are not gas station products. These are good, solid, quality supplements. And I'm going to tell you right now, they make a big difference in your health. That's healthmasters.com. And take advantage of the packages they have as well. The immune system support kit is really a good kit to purchase, as well as, well, all of them. The blood sugar kit, my goodness, that has helped me so much. And of course, the magnesium brain food capsules. Who doesn't among us, Eric the Tech and Doug, need those, right? You need that. And of course, the sublingual B12 right there is product of the week. Next week, of course, it'll be the N-acetylcysteine, I think you said, correct?
Yes, N-acetylcysteine is going on sale right now. That'll be up here shortly.
Okay. All right. Yeah, my apologies. Okay, so there you have it. So go to healthmasters.com. And while you're there, listen to Ted and Austin Brower every Monday through Friday, every weekday. And it's up there on the right. See that blue box right there, right underneath there? You can click on the links and drill down to get to their current show or their archives. They also air on Sunday. That's healthmasters.com. Austin Brower's with me, doing a great job as always. We only have about 5 minutes left or so. So you tell me what we need to finish up.
Well, I want to give everybody kind of a heads up on, because there's a possibility. I got an email today from Gun Owners of America, and they're kind of giving everybody a heads up on the email list on what Congress might try to do on some shady hanky-panky again with these gun bills. We know the assault weapons ban is going to the Senate. It doesn't have a lot of support. It should hopefully go in the trash immediately. There really should be no debate on this topic. It's grossly illegal. And because it infringes so bad on the Second Amendment, you can't even justify it. I mean, it's horrific. However, there was a bill that they sent me, and I didn't even really know about this. I'd heard rumors of it, but I didn't know it had actually still been introduced. And apparently they're planning on using this. The Congress is planning on using this as a kind of a back door to slide in if in the event the Senate assault weapons bill doesn't get passed, which I don't think it will. And it's the HR 8051. And it's very, very detailed. And it's got a lot of supporters on it, a lot of supporters. And it's HR 8051. And what it does is it says to amend the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 to oppose an additional 1,000% excise tax on the sale of large capacity ammunition feeding devices and semi-automatic assault weapons. And then it goes into detail to describe pretty much anything they deem to be scary or anything that holds over 10 rounds has to have a federally issued 1,000% excise tax on it. Now, in most cases, people are going to go, well, that's absolutely absurd. Well, here's the issue with this. Congress has the ability to impose taxes. This would be a very, very effective, very slippery backdoor deal they could do to essentially make these guns unbelievably difficult to get a hold of. Now, I don't know if they're going to try to push this. It's already been introduced. It's kind of been sitting idly by, and Congress could very easily try to probably shove this through, especially with the with as many as they hold in the Congress. So I just want to give everybody a heads up on that, to be aware of it. get it out there, make people know what they may be trying to do, because obviously this would effectively make it impossible for the average American to buy any type of significant weapon. So an assault weapon, say a standard AR-15, like, you know, just a basic one, you know, an M&P Smith & Wesson, you know, $600 AR-15. Well, that means now that that $600 AR-15 is going to have a $6,000 excise tax added onto it, making the gun impossible to purchase. $6,600 for a gun. It would be, nobody could buy it, not for that type of firearm. And same thing with magazines. If, you know, the magazines are $10 for a standard PMAG, they will now be $100 with this tax. I have no idea if they're going to try this realm, but I want to give everybody the heads up, because I try to look at stuff in the future and future plays, but it's very possible Congress could do this in the event to try to add this. Now, could it get overturned? I think so, because it's basically an unjust and unfair tax. 1,000% is obnoxious. It's insanity. But again, I don't put anything past these communists right now. They're the same ones that are telling us we're not in a recession, the same ones that are telling us boys aren't boys and girls aren't girls and men can have babies. I mean, these are the same people telling us that. So it doesn't surprise me that they would try to go off a limb and do something super shady like this, Doug, just as a heads up.
Man, I'll tell you what, that would be the way to shut things down, wouldn't it? To be, not good at all. All right. Austin, I want to thank you so much for putting up with me on this kind of a freaky free-for-all Friday. I appreciate that. And thanks for letting me just have fun today, because, you know, it's been one of those weeks, right? So, but we appreciate that. And you know what, folks? You want more of Austin and Ted Brower? Make sure you download their show. Listen to their show every day. What an informational download that is. I appreciate what you do. Appreciate Health Masters. Any coupon code for the weekend?
Yeah, HR5 is hot and active. I got up on the website, HR5, to get you 5% off all regular price products, including the single food buckets and other products on there. So I encourage everybody to check it out and make sure they're staying stocked up on everything as we continue to watch this clown circus show, I guess, unfolded in front of us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, my friend, thank you so very much. I appreciate all that you and your dad do and your family does. Healthmasters.com. You're our favorite. Appreciate you. Appreciate you a lot.
Thank you, friend. You guys have a blessed weekend. All
right. Folks, that was Austin Brower, Healthmasters.com. Healthmasters.com. Make sure you go there and seriously, take advantage of the coupon code HR5. Take advantage of the fact that they've got the best supplements, I believe, on the planet. And I take them. You can even ask Eric. Eric Tech takes them. We all take them. And they make a big difference, let me tell you, okay? Especially when you've been up for 24 hours, okay? Long story. But that's that. All right. When I started the show, I was talking about the gain of function research experiments, Fauci, Birx, Collins, the CDC, NIH, NIAID, the Wuhan Lab, the University of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, all of these groups, okay, who are engaged in gain of function. It's interesting because I don't know how many people, I have to get to the title page of this. Dr. Bregan wrote a book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey. Peter R. Bregan and his wife, I believe it is, Ginger Ross Bregan. This book, it's not a newly published book. Let me see when this was written. It was written last year. But it really gets into a lot of what we have known. But I think what we're seeing today is we are seeing now where the public is now understanding the level of deception that has been foisted upon the American public and really the world by these globalist leaders. And when you talk about the National Institute of Health and all of the out branches from there, and you talk about the World Health Organization and all of the aspects there, the fact that Bill Gates and his foundation, along with Melinda Gates, one of the biggest supporters of World Health Organization, the fact that Gavi and CEPI and so on, are all part of this population reduction program, which is what it is, you have to start asking questions. Now, also connect this, folks. Again, I'm not hearing a whole lot about what happened with the Georgia Guidestones. Are you? Has anyone followed up on that? Hello. Last I knew, they were down. You think maybe there might be some questions that we should probably ask and have answered about that? Why now? But I digress a tad with that. I don't know. Curious minds want to know. I know in Erie. Here's the thing. I like to work cold cases. Okay. And I've got one cold case on my desk that I'd like to see resolved. My goodness, happened in 1978. So talk about cold. But yet 1988 case was just solved here in this town. We knew who did it. It was just a horrific murder. The fact is, the grandson allegedly killed a grandmother, and it was just a brutal murder. But I know the detective in charge of the investigation at the time. I know him. He went on to become a municipal court judge, and then since retired. But the fact is, they never forgot that case. They knew who did it. They couldn't prove it. Finally, they used DNA. Again, the increases in the effectiveness of DNA, and they made an arrest. Kind of like that. Let's never forget that there are victims. Let's never forget the victims. Because I remember when that happened, just as a cold case I have. I remember when that happened. I remember the family, the surviving family members, sans the grandson, but how it impacted them. You and I have lost people close to us because of a bioweapon. You and I have had our lives altered because of a bioweapon. But where is the accountability? Owen Schroyer did a really great job in his recent show. I'm going to play several minutes of his show and then kind of flip to the actual hearings, or at least part of the hearings, if Owen doesn't, because I couldn't see the back end of Owen's segment. So I want to play this. This is from Owen Schroyer talking about the hearings into the gain of function experimentation, which was the cause for, I believe, the bioweapon being released. Who was behind it and why? We have to have these questions not only answered, the situation not only addressed, but the people involved held to account. We have to have this done. It's too late for the Kennedy assassination, probably, for the most part. It's too late for RFK, MLK. It's even probably, it may be too late for the majority of 9/11, maybe not. Oklahoma City. But it's not too late for this. And if we let this go, there's no telling where everything else will go. So let's play a little bit of Owen Schroyer. Did a great job on this. And watch this. And I'll come back and make a few comments. But watch this in case you haven't seen this already. And even if you have, watch it again. You'll pick up some new things, I'm sure, from this. This is from the gain of function hearings here this past week. Go ahead.
Anthony Fauci is a mad scientist. He is a madman. He is a liar. He is a crook. And these hearings expose that he knew what he was doing with gain of function. He lied about it. He continued to do the illegal research even after he was told to be shut down and lied about it. And if anybody should be held responsible for COVID-19 in our government health sector, it is Anthony Fauci. He belongs behind bars.
Do you agree with that,
Rand
folks?
Paul vows to get answers on COVID-19 origins in gain-of-function hearing. Those hearings have began. We're going to be playing some highlights from those hearings. The first we present to you right now.
It was late in 2011 when the NSABB, which is the NIH's advisory board, stopped two scientists from publishing an influenza gain-of-function study that I believe Dr. Ebright was referring to. And they stopped it because they were afraid it could educate bioterrorists. So this is 2011. Over a decade ago, scientists had figured out how to make H5N1, which is highly pathogenic avian influenza, more contagious. In 2012, those two scientists and 39 others implemented a voluntary gain-of-function research pause on influenza experiments. In early 2012, Dr. Fauci encouraged all influenza scientists to pause gain-of-function and said, and I'm quoting Dr. Fauci, 2012, "It's essential we respect the concern of the public domestically or globally and not ask them to take the word of the influenza scientists." It's interesting to me that Dr. Fauci was focused on the messaging, but he still wanted to continue the gain-of-function research. Again, in 2012, Dr. Fauci also said, almost prophetically, that he worried about unregulated laboratories, perhaps outside of the United States, doing work sloppily and leading to an inadvertent pandemic. And he went on to say the accidental release is what the world is really worried about. I go forward to 2014 now. After biosecurity accidents in the United States research labs, which our witnesses have talked about, the Obama White House implemented the second gain-of-function moratorium on influenza plus MERS and SARS because of the potential risk of lab accidents and inherent gain-of-function danger. But gain-of-function still continued at the University of North Carolina. Research later that we shared with Dr. Shi, the bat lady. Nevertheless, clearly the U.S. government and Dr. Fauci knew that the viral gain-of-function research was very concerning. And almost counterintuitively, while Dr. Fauci encouraged United States scientists to pause their GOF studies, Dr. Fauci offshored the pause research to China, not once, but twice. In 2012, Dr. Fauci gave a new grant to Peter Daszak's EcoHealth Alliance for influenza research in China. And then again in 2014, Dr. Fauci gave another grant to Daszak for SARS research in China. Daszak partnered with who? The Wuhan Institute of Virology. In late 2017, NIH announced a lift on the gain-of-function moratorium, what became known as the P3CO framework, which we referred to, apparently without consultation from a Senate-confirmed State Department head or national security leadership. Also significant, there was no OSTP director in place and only an acting HHS secretary at the helm. So what was the result of this? NIH essentially lifts the moratorium on their own by slipping it in between administrations and self-policing. And today we can't see the research record for Dr. Fauci's offshore projects because the Chinese Communist Party supposedly has ECO's health records and NIH resist sharing theirs. So I'll get to my question now. Dr. Ebright, could EcoHealth's research in China have led to the COVID-19 pandemic and Dr. Fauci's worst fears that a lab accident in a foreign lab became reality?
Yes. Lapses in U.S. oversight of gain-of-function research of concern may have caused the current pandemic and could cause future pandemics. The U.S. government funded high-risk gain-of-function research and high-risk enhanced potential pandemic pathogens research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in 2016 to 2019. The research overlapped the pause that was in effect in 2014 to 2017 and met the criteria to be paused but was not paused. The research also overlapped the subsequent policy, the P3CO framework, that has been in effect from 2018 to the present and met the criteria for federal risk-benefit review under the P3CO framework.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have more of these clips coming from the gain-of-function hearing. And what's incredible watching this and hearing this, everything InfoWars reported was true. And it's now all coming out in congressional hearings.
Okay,
you the gain-of-function research under...
Okay, and you keep it right there because we'll pick up where Owen left off. Again, Owen did a great job in analyzing this. I believe giving credit where credit is due and not having to redo the research already done. I looked into this. I watched the gain of function hearings, and I'll tell you what, it was difficult to watch, to go through all of the technical jargon. But the fact of the matter is, there is absolutely and should be no question in your mind, in anyone's mind, especially in the medical community's mind, the origins of this particular virus. And it was done with reckless disregard of anyone's safety. And when you think of it, when you look at it this way, and you put together the work of Naomi Wolf, whatever you think of her, fine, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his work, Dr. Bragan, all of the physicians and researchers, all of the statisticians keeping track of the numbers, and you start looking at what happened, you come away with the undeniable, absolutely undeniable conclusion. Again, any thinking person would come away with this, that this was crafted in a laboratory and it was released from the laboratory at a very convenient and opportune time. All right. Because, and I toss this in the mix and comment, feel free to comment on Rumble or Brighty on wherever you might be watching this. If Hillary Clinton had gotten into office in 2016, like they planned, would this have had to happen? Would this have happened then? And I'm looking at this from a criminal point of view. If this was a criminal act, and I believe it was, would it have happened then? Or would it have not happened? I'd like to hear from you, your comments. Did they need to pull this out to stop everything, including and especially the presidential election in the United States? Although it affected the world and allegedly originated on the other side of the world, the impact felt here in the United States was very significant and very deep and very personal to all of us. It's coming again. There's more coming. Guarantee it. And it's not monkeypox. So, Eric the Tech, to your earlier reference about the Delta Lima, or Delta Indigo Lima, Delta Omicron variant ruining your weekend. Monkeypox. I don't think you need to worry about that. Kidding, of course. But the fact of the matter is, none of this is really humorous. It is dangerous. And yesterday I spoke to Steve about genetic Armageddon. This is, in fact, part and parcel to the, it would be the Noah, the days of Noah, by modern standards, but in taking God's creation and killing off God's creation. I truly believe that, whether or not the initial injection and subsequent boosters are doing that, I don't know. Could it be argued that they are? I suppose it could. I suppose one could make the case for it. But I think we're missing some components to that. Let's play a little bit more rather than go to the which I had up here on the screen, rather than go to the hearings themselves. Let's hear more from Owen. I believe that Owen kind of really nailed it with this. And I'll put the full clip at thehagmanreport.com in the program description box. But let's hear a little bit more from him. Go ahead.
People say Alex Jones is crazy. He's a conspiracy theory guy. He's a nutcase. You got these rants and all that. What they miss is that this guy's ahead of the curve on so many different topics of signal, not noise. If you look at the signal and you compare that to PBS and NPR and BBC, and we'll do what Alex Jones put out there, versus what your collective body has put out there. And if you're a sentient human being and just watching it, you say, well, God, Alex Jones was ahead of this. Not only that, he kind of explained it. You are one of the great thinkers of this. That is very rare. You've got to go back almost to the revolutionary generation and see that. In this new book, I got to tell you, when Tony Lyons first approached me, I read this thing. I go, this is it. This is no beach read. You're not going to be flipping pages here. You're going to be having a pen out.
Pause
that
just for a second. Don't take it off. What a happy accident. If I were Bob Ross, I'd be saying that. What a happy accident this is. This was the other video I wanted to get into as well. This would be video three. But this is Steve Bannon talking to Alex Jones about the book, his book, The Great Reset. By the way, folks, I've been talking, well, Alex Jones will be on the show. I'm not sure when. A lot of it's going to be dependent on his schedule to be talking about his book, The Great Reset. Again, friend of mine, friend of the show, Alex Jones, the book, The Great Reset, an important read, an important book, and really ahead of the curve. So it was a happy accident that we went from Owen Schroyer to Steve Bannon and Alex Jones. Go ahead and continue this. Again, happy accidents. How great that this is. Go ahead.
Stuff.
The Great Reset by Alex Jones. Order your copy now at Amazon or InfoWarsStore.com.
And we just heard the first of the highlights we're going to play here in the last opening segment, that everything InfoWars was reporting right out of the gates on COVID is now coming true on the congressional record. Now, will Fauci be held accountable for his crimes? That's yet to be determined, but now all the information is out there. No debate. They knew the gain-of-function research they were doing was immoral, unethical, and illegal. That's why they moved it to China, and Fauci continued funding it despite it being illegal in America. He's a dirtbag. He's a crook. He's a criminal. He was responsible for lots of people dying during the AIDS pandemic in the 80s. He's been responsible for the torture and death of many innocent animals in his lab tests. And now he funds gain-of-function research that creates deadly viruses that get out of labs and kill millions of people. And this is the highest paid government official in the United States. And he is set to make $550,000 a year if and when he retires. That's on top of the hundreds of millions of dollars he makes under the table that he doesn't have to disclose in private agreements to do different studies and research using the taxpayer, the U.S. people's labs and resources that he takes from us to enrich himself. So we've got more of this. Let's now go to Ron Johnson. Again, this is the gain of function hearing today, called by Rand Paul, long overdue. Let's see if Anthony Fauci and his reputation as the good guy in the mainstream media will finally come crumbling down, and the reality of this awful person, of this crook, this criminal, this liar, Anthony Fauci, maybe we will finally learn the truth on a national scale with these hearings. Here's Ron Johnson earlier today.
Listening to your testimony, I'm assuming all three of you would agree with this statement, that this research, and I would say even the mining of dangerous potential pathogens, you know, go crawl in a bat cave to try and pull these things out and bring them into a lab. There's certainly no benefit that overrides the risk. We shouldn't be doing this at all.
Yeah, I call it gain of function and gain of opportunity, where you bring a virus back. And as I said, my analysis is that it hasn't contributed to the response to this pandemic.
So we shouldn't do it. I mean, we shouldn't be, we can talk about controls, but bottom line, we shouldn't have controls because we shouldn't even do it. Is that your position as well?
For balancing the potential benefits of prevention against the risk of accidents, it can go either way, depending on the numbers you use for those. You can reasonably come out with either answer. When you add the misuse case, that is what absolutely blows it out of the water.
Dr. Ebright?
I believe a strong case can be made, or a case can be made, that certain components of gain-of-function research of concern, particularly components involving pathogens that are currently in human populations.
All right. Gain of function simply means to make it more lethal and make it more transmissible among humans. That's the bottom line. the entire hearing did a great job in laying this out and saying we should not be playing in this playground, period, end of story. And but here's the question. Will this make any difference? Will they be held to account? And will things ever go back to normal? I don't think things will go back to normal, and I don't believe anyone's going to be held to account unless we, the people, do so. And it's up to us. If they're to be held to account, it's up to you and it's up to me. Thank you so much for a great week. I appreciate your patience. Thank you for your support. Hey, thanks for tuning into the mini conference. You can still do that. Go to hagmanreport.com, click on the banner, register, and enjoy. And let me know what you think. May God bless. Don't forget Patreon this weekend. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Good night.